gigantic new intercontinental ballistic missile on Saturday. Analysts described it as the largest of its kind in the world. The ICBM was rolled through Kim Il-sung Square as ruler Kim Jong-un watched. This all unfolded during a military parade marking the 75th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. Footage from state broadcaster KCTV showed the event where thousands of troops not wearing masks marched despite the coronavirus threat. Pyongyang says there have been no COVID-19 cases in North Korea. Nuclear negotiations between Pyongyang and Washington have been deadlocked since the collapse of the Hanoi summit last year, and the North is believed to have continued developing its arsenal. It's already launched missiles which can reach anywhere in the continental U.S., but analysts suggest the new weapon could have multiple reentry capabilities, which would help it evade U.S. defense systems. Kim told parade watchers that his country needs its arsenal to deter a U.S. invasion. Women in the crowd wiped tears from their eyes as he spoke. Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season even started, with intensive care wards filling up again and bars shutting down. Making matters worse, authorities say, is a widespread case of COVID fatigue. Record high daily infections in several Eastern European countries and sharp rebounds in the hard-hit West have made it clear that Europe never really crushed the COVID-19 curve. Spain this weekend declared a state of emergency for Madrid amid increasing tensions between local and national authorities over virus containment measures. Germany offered up soldiers to help with contact tracing, and Italy mandated masks outside. This is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan are trading accusations of